If you have a big event coming up that you need to get a nice outfit for, and you are dreading having to do the shopping for it, and also you're like, oh, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, well, I've got a solution for you. Armoire is a clothing rental service, and they have such great clothes to choose from. Here's the thing. You go on their website, and you get to take a survey that is going to really help you define your style. And you can also tell them if you're looking for something specific. So if you're looking for dresses, a type of dress, formal dresses, office wear, whatever it is, maybe you're looking for casual clothes. I don't know, but you can tell them what you're looking for. And then they are going to curate this closet for you of items to choose from. And then you choose which ones you want to rent and they ship them right to your door. So you don't even have to go in store and try things on. I was so impressed with what they sent me. They nailed my style and also they nailed my size, which I find very difficult to do. I can go to the mall and try on item after item after item after item, and rarely do I find things that fit me really well. But almost everything they sent fit me perfectly. In fact, I had to send back my bag of the clothes that I had rented, and I was really sad to part with it because some of the things in it I had worn so many times that I really didn't want to give them up because I love them so much. In fact, I was like, should I just go ahead and purchase this? Which is an option that they offer as well. But if you'd like to try out this clothing rental service, right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer.
Welcome to the Crystal Payne Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get to where you want to go. Now, let's get a cup of tea and spend a few minutes together. Here's your host, wife, mother of three, and entrepreneur, Crystal Payne.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Payne Show. We have a really special holiday edition. I feel like we should have introed with Christmas music, or we need to have a blazing fire in the background and some Christmas music, but we have the whole family gathered around and we are going to do a Christmas themed episode. We've had a lot of requests from people for us to just talk about our Christmas traditions, talk about what we're doing this year, and to just share a little peek into our family's life when it comes to how we celebrate Christmas. So we thought it would be fun to just gather the family around and talk about our favorite Christmas memories, what Christmas looks like at our house, how we do gifts, because that's a question that a lot of people have asked, and then
kind of what it looks like for us to keep Christmas simple, because we do keep Christmas pretty simple at our house. And we really focus on the true meaning of Christmas, as well as really those things that are priorities, instead of feeling like we have to buy into the rush of the holiday season, or just spend all of December feeling completely stretched and overwhelmed. So as we step into this episode, I thought it'd be fun for the kids to each go around and introduce themselves and then share one of their favorite Christmas memories. Because I know that we have a lot of people who are new here, and you might not even know that we have three kids and one on the way. So kids, we'll start oldest to youngest.
Hello, my name is Catherine and I am 14. And
I thought you were going to say almost 15.
No, it's okay. I don't have to say that. It just makes me feel older.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It can be both. My favorite Christmas memory has to be looking at Christmas lights. That was a lot of fun. Like whenever we would drive around at night, we would pick up hot chocolate somewhere, and then we would go around in our comfy PJs, and then we'd just drive around looking at Christmas lights.
How about you?
I'm Caitlin. I'm 12. And my favorite Christmas memory is whenever, I think it was 2 years ago, we went to Key West. We flew into Miami and then we drove down to Key West and stayed on the beach. And that was really fun.
I was going to say, you're giving that look.
It was last year, wasn't it?
No. Two years ago.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It being what, mid to late December, and wearing shorts and walking the beach. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but the driving on the 4-hour.
The drive down from Miami to Key West was pretty eventful.
What do they call it? Now I can't think.
The overseas highway. It goes from Miami down to Key West. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of bridges to go over. It's makes it very eventful car ride.
We would not want to be doing it during rush hour when there's a lot of traffic.
I read stories, people being stuck on those bridges in bumper-to-bumper traffic. So,
and it was also fascinating when we went to Key West. It was our first, well, we had been there before, you and I, but the kids had never been. Mm-hmm. But the hurricane had come through just a few months before. And so there was still a lot of hurricane damage on the smaller keys on the way to Key West. But Key West, they had actually completely,
it didn't look like anything had hit Key West.
Repaired it in such a short amount of time because tourism is such mm-hmm. a part of their economy. And so they said they just had to repair it right away. But that was a very fun memory, Caitlin. Thanks for mentioning that.
I am Silas. I am 10 years old. And my favorite memory was whenever we went to the Upper Land Hotel.
And what did we do there? Do you remember? We just stayed there.
Yeah.
We just stayed there overnight because they have it all decorated up for Christmas, and it's just really festive.
All the different rooms are all different decorations, and they have this huge tree over the fountain there.
That was a fun memory. Yep. Well, mine that I wanted to share. Oh, hi, I'm Crystal. I'm 38 years old. I had to think about that. I'm 38, right?
Can you count that high?
I did not remember my zip code today, by the way. We were at getting tickets to this play, and she was swiping my debit card, and she asked me for my zip code, and I gave her the zip code from my parents' house.
Wait.
I have not lived there
in almost... You gave the zip code for an entirely different state.
Different state. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, something's not right with that. What zip code is that? And then for the life of me, could not remember how to turn around and ask the girls what my zip code was. So... But I haven't lived in that house for almost 17 years. And I just spit out that zip code like it was kind of scary. Anyway, one of my favorite Christmas memories is when the kids were younger and we would wrap up the Christmas books. We'd go to the library and we would check out something like 15 to 25 Christmas books, depending upon how many they had. And we would wrap them up and then... And they were the picture books. So we'd wrap them up and then we would unwrap one every day and read it together. And it was just a really special memory. I kind of wish that the kids were still young enough to enjoy that, but
we're not anymore.
You're not anymore. but we have a baby on the way. And so I'm excited. I get to pull out some of those traditions that the kids have outgrown. What about for you?
Well, growing up, one of the things that we used to do every Christmas was go to a Christmas tree farm and cut down our own trees and bring it back. And that was a lot of fun. We used to get hot chocolate, and every year we would do that.
We did that growing up until my parents moved out to the country, the zip code from that I just quoted. And then they moved to getting living trees, where they would actually get an evergreen tree that was to be planted. And then
and had the burlap bag all the way around it.
Had the big ball of soil at the bottom. And so you can only have it in your house for a few days, but that's what they still do. And so then they plant them because they're very practical.
Yeah. Well, also because there's not very many trees in Kansas.
That's right.
So there's like a whole row of just old Christmas trees on the land, like leading up to the house. Like, it's pretty long.
From all our Christmases of living there.
I thought they used the same one every year.
They just dig it up and bring it back in. One of the things that we've done as a family that's, I don't really know where the idea came from, but it was making a December bucket list. And I'm sure I didn't come up with the idea, but it's one that has, I feel like, and you guys can speak into it, but been a great thing for our family because it's allowed us to really focus on those things that are important to each individual each year. And sometimes I think we get stuck in our traditions. Like, this is what we've always done. And so when our kids are little, for instance, doing the wrapping up the Christmas books, well, then they get to an age where that's not something that's exciting to them anymore. They've outgrown that. And so you don't have to keep those traditions. Or maybe a certain year, you're just in a different season, or you just have different things that you're going to prioritize. And so how it works for us, and we actually just did this today, is we all just kind of talk together as a family, and everyone gets to pick one or two things that they want to do in December. And so we went out to brunch today, and I just had my pen and paper, and we wrote out a list of ideas. And then we talked about which ones we're going to prioritize, and then we actually put them on the calendar so that we make sure it actually happens in December. And this has just helped us to simplify, but also focus on those things that are going to be most meaningful. And I also think it frees me up from the guilt of feeling like I have to do all the things. That just because we did it last year, or because we've done it the last 5 years, I don't have to do it this year. Because if no one raises their hand and says, oh, I really want to do X, Y, Z, then it's probably not something that is going to be really important this year. And maybe we'll have time for it. But like this year, nobody said anything about decorating Christmas cookies, making gingerbread houses, looking at Christmas lights. Oh, Silas is flailing his arms. What did you want to say?
I want to do a gingerbread house.
Well, that's not what you said. You said you wanted to stay at Opryland this year, didn't you?
And then we can make a gingerbread tornado to match the gingerbread house.
Remember at Opryland, though, don't they have that huge display of all those gingerbread houses?
Yeah, wasn't now they that have that huge water. That now they have that water slide.
Yeah, I don't know what all they would have there this year.
So on our bucket list this year, the kids ask for more extravagant stockings. And we'll probably describe that in a little bit. And then Silas wanted to stay at Opryland. Catherine wanted to volunteer in some way, so do some kind of local volunteer opportunity. Who wanted to do Christmas movies? Whose was that? Silas, that was yours too. And then I think all three kids said they wanted to do advent calendars. And then Caitlin wanted to do matching PJs. And we are actually going to roll that into our Christmas celebration, which is what I wanted to do. And that is, some of you will be shocked to discover that our family has never really had like a full day that we focused on as a family celebrating Christmas. Because ever since we've moved away from Kansas, we've always gone back to Kansas and back to our families for Christmas, which is great. And we love doing that. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. But it means that our immediate family, just the five of us, haven't had that many memories for celebrating Christmas together, actually, but, you know, opening presents and all that. the one tradition that we have had is doing stockings, and we do Dollar Tree stockings. Mm-hmm. And does somebody want to describe how that goes down for us?
Every year, the day before we leave for Kansas, we go to Dollar Tree and we have stockings that we hang up either on our mantle or we just tie it to the stairs sometimes. And we go and we pick out one thing for each person, and then we come home and we wrap them. And then we put in the stockings and open it up.
And it's just become a fun memory to see who can come up with the most creative gifts at Dollar Tree. We're all there at the same time. Who can make sure that no one else sees what you bought? Who can make sure that you've come up with something that no one else would have thought of? And Jesse sometimes comes up with really creative things, like, what was it, like a kitchen baster or something that you gave to Catherine?
No, I gave Dad the kitchen baster.
As a joke.
Measuring spoons.
Oh, yeah. Measuring spoons, yes, for Catherine 1 year. But anyway, so that's been our one tradition that we've done consistently. But this year, we wanted to kind of step it up. And so this morning, we talked about what that would look like and kind of creating our own family Christmas celebration. And so we want to wear our matching PJs and then start the morning with kids each opening up their big gifts from us and then playing a game, having some yummy special foods and snacks, and then a special meal together and watching a Christmas movie. And then in the evening, doing stockings. So just kind of, you know, that's for a lot of families, that's what you always do. But because we go to Kansas and we celebrate Christmas multiple times with each side of our family, we haven't really ever carved out the day as our immediate family to create our own kind of full-on Christmas tradition. So we're really excited about doing that this year. But we do try to keep it really simple. The bucket list helps with that, so that we just focus on those few things that people are most excited about doing. But another thing that we do is we keep presents really simple.
Generally, we just get one big gift mm-hmm. for all of the kids. And, you know, some years it's been an experience. Mm-hmm. We did a trip for 1 year.
Key West.
As a Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. But that way it's something that we can enjoy all together as a family and try to do something that is unifying instead of something that, you know, where each child goes with their big gift on opposite parts of the house and we can't be enjoyed together.
And every year it looks a little bit different. And that's one thing I feel like, so that the kids know, they don't quite know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes it fun and exciting, but it also gives us the ability to kind of decide, okay, what works for our family this year? What's going to be best for this year? And speaking of which, in the early years of our marriage, we did almost nothing because we didn't have the funds to be able to do anything. So we didn't really get gifts for anyone. And it was okay, you know? And I think I look back and we made really special memories, even if we didn't have money to be able to give gifts. And I think Christmas became so much more about the memories than the gifts. And I feel like we've kind of carried that on mm-hmm. through today now, where we do get some gifts, but with our extended family, we keep it really simple and just, you know, get a few gifts and usually exchange names with both sides so that we're just bringing a few gifts. And I just feel like it takes the pressure off of feeling like we have to get something for every single person. And that can not only be a financial burden for a lot of families, and it would definitely have been a financial burden for us in many seasons, but it also can take a lot of time and effort and create a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. It's an emotional burden.
And so we just try to keep it simple and focus on being together and making memories as a family and as an extended family. And so I think that's the December bucket list for us, is about making memories as a family. And that's what I hope our kids look back on someday. Another thing that we have done and tried to prioritize is some sort of giving that we do as a family. And the kids usually spearhead this. Catherine, you're the one that has often spearheaded this. You want to talk about some of the things that you've done in past years, like when you had us all collect our coins for different causes?
So one year, I remember the first year we did it, we did Christmas shoeboxes, was it? And I tried to get everybody to join in and do that. And then another year we did, what was it? The well?
Mm-hmm.
I like set a box and then we all contributed money and then we used that and we bought different things that we chose. And then another year we did something with our church. What was that one?
Global Christmas. So
Global Christmas, and we set aside money for that one. And again, I collected money. I kind of do that every year, I guess.
You're always like, hey, mom, do you have any extra change? Did you put it in the box? Hey, we've raised this much. Does anyone else have any to give? You're really good at getting people to donate to your causes.
I've just always really appreciated your heart for giving, and it's really inspired us. And we just want to, that's to us one of the most important things. And we've also done a number of different Advent type things, and it's not the same thing every year. We've done a Jesse tree. We've done Advent calendars where it's a countdown type of thing, but every day we're reading some scripture. We've done different books that we've read through. Ann Voskamp has some really great Christmas books that we've done. She has one that it's like this pop-up tree and you open up the little Advent flaps every day and you pull out the ornaments and put it on the tree. And so we've done that. And so every year it just looks a little bit different. We've also done the She Reads Truth and He Reads Truth Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think we might do that this year. I haven't completely decided what we're going to do, but every year doing something that's really kind of looking forward to and remembering what the true meaning of Christmas is. I also wanted to share, I know that people have asked, what does actual Christmas look like for us? And so I thought it'd be fun to just give people a snapshot into, you know, we talked about how we always go to Kansas and we do our family Christmas before we've gone to Kansas. And usually it's something really simple. This year, we're going to try to make it a whole day thing versus an evening thing. But what does Christmas Eve and Christmas Day usually look like for us? Because that is something that we actually have a lot of traditions, thanks to our families, who I feel like are much better with the tradition thing than we are.
Hectic.
It's not hectic. I look forward to it every year.
It's organized chaos.
It's wonderful.
It's loud. There's a lot of people.
Definitely.
Because you have six siblings and I have six siblings. And there's marriages and, you know, cousins. And so...
And there's a lot of kids just running around all over the place.
Yeah, like I said, organized chaos.
Silas, you realize that's mostly you. Let's just be honest there.
You might be leading the pack of the kids running around shooting Nerf guns at each other.
Yeah, that's after the gifts get opened.
Yes.
Over the past few years, Christmas Eve has been, we stay at one hotel in particular in Wichita. Mm-hmm. The kids love to stay there. Mm-hmm. And they always put out stockings, I think it is, on the doors with little gifts for the children of the people that are staying at the hotel. And they've begged that we stay at that same hotel this time.
That's become one of our family traditions, yeah.
And so that's for Christmas Eve. And then...
And we often go to a Christmas Eve service as well with usually your family.
And then we go to my family's house first on Christmas morning. And they have a process they go through with gifts and snacks and things on Christmas morning. Then we go to your family's house for lunch and stay there till probably about late afternoon. And go back to my family's house to do stockings.
And dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner's important. And dessert.
A lot of food.
More sugar. So then the kids are really hyped up. And so, yeah, it's a very full day. But it's something that I really look forward to every year because it's just a special day to get to hang out with family. And I think also there's the beauty of us all being together and there's not the distractions of anything like work. We're just all off and able to just, even though it sounds like, you know, we're going back and forth and back and forth, there's a lot of time where we're just hanging out and just sitting around and just talking and laughing and catching up on the, you know, since we've last seen them. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really special and we look forward to it every year. And so I'm very grateful that we have the opportunity to get to go be with both of our families because they just live about 5 minutes apart.
Right.
So that
it does make going back and forth a whole lot easier.
So such a gift to have that, because I know a lot of people who move away, you know, your families might live in very different locations, and so you don't have that. And so we're really blessed to be able to have the opportunity, and just love to get to go there and be there and just enjoy time with family. Does anyone have anything they want to say that they didn't get to say?
We have a very interesting way of wrapping presents whenever we do get them. Or at least Dad does.
Well,
trash bags.
It is very easy to do.
I think that originally came from my dad, because he always gives a big gift to kind of growing up. He would always give everyone a big gift, and he would always hide it, and you never knew. We would never have any clue what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And there was usually some kind of treasure hunt and poem involved. So we get at the very end, when we were all done giving our gifts to each individual member of the family, then he would pull out these letters that would have the first start of a poem. And so then you'd have to go find, you know, it'd be in the freezer, and then there'd be the next clue, and then the next clue. And then finally there would be some big gift at the end, and it would usually be wrapped in black trash bags, because he's not going to take the time to wrap it when it was this huge gift. And also usually he couldn't pull it out until right before, or it would be hiding in his trunk or somewhere that we wouldn't look. And so I think that's where the tradition of wrapping in black trash bags came from. But this year the kids have asked for, I said, more extravagant stockings. And that is, they asked if we could actually wrap the gifts in the stockings, like your family does a great job of. And Caitlin also asked if our gifts could be wrapped in something other than black trash sacks.
So I told her that I was going to use white trash sacks this year.
So we'll see if we can step it up and surprise them. So there you have it. In a nutshell, our Christmas traditions, what it kind of looks like for our family, and how we seek to keep it simple and just enjoy making memories. As always, if you have any question on any topic you'd love for Jesse and I to answer on a future episode, or you just have feedback or suggestions, or you'd love for us to change something or do something different, we love to hear from you. We love your emails. And so you can send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of The Crystal Payne Show. Have a great week. And remember, you can't always choose your circumstances, but you can always choose your attitude.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.